A federal judge has unsealed and made public the search warrant for former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. A review of the warrant and a list of items removed from Trump's property reveals that the FBI collected over 20 boxes of items, binders of photos, as well as handwritten correspondence on Monday. Some of those items were classified as top secret, information that should never be outside of a secure government facility. The former president did not oppose the unsealing of the documents, and in a statement released today, he asserts that he not only declassified the information, but also that the lengths the FBI went to search his property were not necessary. In his words, quote, all they had to do was ask. We want to bring in one of the reporters who initially broke the story today. She's Sadie Gurman of the Wall Street Journal and former federal prosecutor Renato Mariotti. Hello to both of you. Thank you for joining us. Sadie Gurman, let me start with you just to clarify this. Which government agency was looking for these documents or material?
So this all started when the National Archives notified the Justice Department that within about 15 boxes it had collected from Mar-a-Lago after Trump left the White House was some serious national security information. So they referred they referred the matter to the Justice Department for investigation. And that has sort of prompted this sort of incredible back and forth that we are seeing, which culminated this week in the search and in the release of the search warrant. So ultimately, the Justice Department came looking for any sort of remaining classified documents that were at Mar-a-Lago, and they found quite a few, as the warrant that we saw today revealed.
And so there's been a lot thrown around about what was in these documents. What is known about what was there? For example, nuclear information about nuclear weapons. What is known about what was found?
So we actually know, very little from this warrant in and of itself. But what we do know is that there were 11 sets of classified documents contained within these boxes, and some of which were considered top secret and openable only in a very secure government facility. That classification pertains to things like military secrets, defense secrets, information that would be critical to our national security interests. So certainly something like nuclear information would be classified at that level. But the search warrant itself does not actually detail what is inside of those boxes, but it offers some pretty tantalizing glimpses into what investigators are looking at and what they will be poring over for the next few weeks.
And Sadie Gurman, what's known about why they had to do this? Because as we just reported, the former president is saying he had declassified these documents, and he also went on to say all they had to do was ask. So which was it?
Well, we certainly, the former president's team is portraying this as a heavy-handed and aggressive move by the Justice Department. But to the federal prosecutors who have been working to try to get this information, the search was a culmination of a month-long effort to get, get returned this material after several steps in which they tried to get it and then still believe that there was more classified information contained on the premises. We know that that they had been in negotiations with the Trump team, and that in June, the Justice Department filed a subpoena to get still more classified information out of the president's private club. And then after that, we know that there was somebody familiar with the storage of these papers who believed that there was still more classified information at Mar-a-Lago that had not been retrieved and that the president and his staff were still holding on to there. So from the Justice Department's standpoint, this was the end result of a lot of hard work to get these documents back. From the Trump team's perspective, they were saying, we were cooperating. Why are you taking right. this sort of aggressive approach?
And Renato Mariotti, from what we know, what can we say about whether DOJ, Department of Justice, and FBI followed procedures as they should have in doing all this?
It appears to me that they not only followed procedures, but they actually went the extra mile to be accommodating to the former president. I will say that if there was top secret classified documents in my home or in your home, I don't think we would have had the lengthy discussions, subpoena, and some of the discussions that Sadie had. None of that would happen. There would be no polite conversation. I do think there would be an execution of a search warrant much earlier down the line.
And Renato Mariotti, the reporting, what we see from this receipt is that they list three possible criminal violations: the Espionage Act, an obstruction statute, and the law against destruction or altering of documents. So what does that tell us that they were looking for?
Well, I think the most interesting of the group is 1519, what you dubbed the obstruction statute. That one, ordinarily, what I would suggest, if I saw that on a search warrant, I would think that actually the Justice Department was looking for evidence of obstruction of justice, was looking for example, the concealment of records that might actually be inculpatory in some way. I've charged the statute when I was a federal prosecutor. I've seen it in private practice since, and that's usually what it means. However, I mean, it is a broad statute, and I think one of the questions we have to be asking here is whether or not they are using that statute in a broader sense because they really just wanted to get that information back in government hands.
And I think the question on everyone's mind is, what does this mean, Renato Mariotti, in terms of whether the former president could be charged with some criminal violation?
I think it means, I'd say a couple of things. First of all, I think there's certainly a possibility that the Justice Department's focus here is merely to get these documents back, as it was explained by Sadie just a moment ago, very important secret documents that the government would want to have in its possession. However, if they wanted to go forward and bring charges, this is much more plausible and, frankly, stronger than many of the potential legalities that are bandied about regarding the former president. And it's simply because there are not a lot of good reasons why one would have this information. It would be very difficult to explain to a jury why you had this information. And the run-up to the execution of the search warrant, all the discussions between the former president's team and the Justice Department would actually help to prove the state of mind. In other words, you know, to undercut the defense you had shown a moment ago, Judy, where he said if you wanted the documents, all I had to do is ask. Of course, they did ask the former president's team, and if he tried to point the finger at them, he would have to waive privilege in order to do so.
Well, that's what I want. I want to ask you, Renato Mariotti, the same question I asked Sadie Gurman, and that is, is there a way we can know to what extent the Trump team was cooperating and to what extent they were resisting requests to turn over this information? We're getting two completely different stories here.
Well, we can just use some common sense, okay? And the common sense is that the Justice Department, if the reporting is accurate by Sadie and others, there was some discussions in a subpoena before the search warrant was executed. If the Justice Department had everything that they needed before the search warrant was executed, they would have never needed to bother with the search warrant. And when they executed the search warrant, there would have been nothing to find. So I think on its face, it's apparent that the cooperation was not where it needed to be from the former president and his team.
And Sadie Gurman, just quickly back to you. You mentioned it. They'll be looking at these documents for a few weeks. What are you hearing about how long it may take for them to go through and see what's here?
Well, if we've seen anything from this Justice Department, is that they're very meticulous and deliberative. And I think that this is just the start of what is sure to be a very long and ongoing investigation. And I think that they will be poring over these documents for some time and trying to figure out what they have and, you know, whether they need to mitigate any sort of losses in terms of what's been out there. So I think that they're just getting started and we have been given a pretty, a significant glimpse, but yet at the same time, kind of a small one into what all, that they'll be looking at and considering in the weeks to come.
Sadie Gurman of The Wall Street Journal, Renato Mariotti, former federal prosecutor. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.